Have you ever thought of making an audio booth from a shower while you're having a shower? While you're getting into a shower that is colder than you expected it to be because you've forgotten to put on the hot water. And in the middle of the summer, you don't really need an awful lot of hot water, so you don't run the hot water all the time. Well, this audio boo is for you. This audio boo is designed to encourage other people to use audio boo in the shower. Now, it's very easy. The biggest issue really is that you're going to be doing multitasking. On the one hand, you've got to put the smartphone or whatever recording accoutrements you use, you have to put them somewhere safe. Usually I have mine in a special waterproof case so that when the water crashes down on top of me, the iPhone doesn't get ruined. Because if it does, it's ruined. You don't want a ruined iPhone. But the other thing is more tricky. You know, you're having a shower, so you've got attention on having a shower. It's very important to have a good shower. But so, in fact, you don't want to have too much attention on what you're saying. Just give yourself the freedom to make a mistake and say something that you never intended to say. And other people will be interested in something that isn't rehearsed, you know. I think they will be anyway. And, you know, all you have to do is remember to turn it off when you've had your shower. God, that was a tepid shower. And after I've had a shower, I shave. And the hot water that has been falling on me normally is terrific at softening up the face for the shave. So I don't need to use any hot water out of the tap while shaving. I do wet shave. That's revealing something about myself that I don't think I've ever, well, I have actually revealed it, but I never spelled it out in words before. Yeah, I'm a wet shaver. And this morning I'm going to be a tepid wet shaver because I don't actually have hot water. So I'm going to go on to that now in a second. But the thing about shower boo is that you're concentrating on washing. That's pretty important. And you never know what might come into your mind and say it. Like, I had no idea what I was going to say this morning. I didn't even have an idea that I was going to sort of say, well, this is to encourage other people to do shower boos. I mean, I have in my mind, like everybody else, a collection of things. At the moment, just about 4 people I know are launching new businesses or relaunching their business and have new websites out there full of stuff. And I'm pulled in all sorts of directions. I don't really have the time to fully attend to these great people. So, that's a struggle I'm having, but that's just a little thing in my mind. That's my issue. Look, anyway, folks, doing stuff in the shower is a bit like doing stuff, you know, when you're disarmed. And when you're disarmed and off your guard, other people are curious, interested, because they find out something about you that is outside your control. And it's genuine and authentic. In the kind of conventional meaning of those words, you know, catching somebody off guard is actually what humans love to do, because it's like finding out what somebody's like. Okay, I'll say it. When their pants is down, you know, when they're kind of a bit exposed. You know, we're all, in the end of the day, we're just human beings doing stuff as best we can. And of course, we put on our best airs and graces and our front foot forward and all that, and we present a face to the outside world. And we all do that, and we all know we all do that. So one person's presented face meets another person's presented face. But sometimes, you know, things slip out. And that's what we're all looking for, isn't it? Mistakes. We love mistakes. We love times when people do things and they're caught off guard. Anyway, I'm repeating myself. Have a great, great morning. It's Thursday. I have to attend to my daughter now. And do please come back to me from your shower, if you like. Anyway, bit of fun, eh? Bye.